right, today's date is the 23rd of July, 2020. The time now 1:07 p.m. I'm hearing your case from the West Tennessee State Penitentiary by webcam, and this is an initial parole hearing for Austin Drummond. Mr. Drummond, can I get your date of birth?
8/31/96.
And your TDOC number or your TOMAS number?
541-332.
Thank you. My name is Jeff Barker. I'm a hearings officer with the Tennessee Board of Parole. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
If at any point in time you can't, let me know and I'll be glad to repeat myself, okay?
Yes, sir.
And would you have expected any visitors to attend this hearing today if not for these restrictions that are in place?
Yes, my parents would have been here.
All right, you've got a decision to make. Would you like to postpone this hearing to a later date to allow your visitors to be present, or would you like to continue and have this hearing today?
I'll continue today.
You want to have your hearing today without your visitors present, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, we can do that. Let me just update your file here. And do you have any new certificates or documents that you've not already given to your IPO?
No, sir.
All right, the purpose of this hearing is to gather information from you and your records and make a non-binding recommendation on whether to grant or deny you parole. This is just a recommendation. Your file and the information gathered today will be forwarded to the board, who will then vote on your case. They will either accept, reject, or modify my recommendation, and you will receive written notification from the board in a timely manner. Do you understand the purpose of this hearing?
Yes, sir.
Appeals may be granted for the following reasons. Number one, if there is significant new evidence or information that was not available at the time of the hearing. Two, if there are allegations of misconduct by the hearing official. And three, if there were significant procedural errors by the hearings official. Appeals must be submitted within 45 days from the date that you receive that written final decision from the board. Your IPO will have those forms and can assist you if needed. Do you understand your appeal rights?
Yes, sir.
Did you receive prior notice of this hearing at least 14 days ago?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any detainers or pending charges, either federal, state, or local?
I have detainer, but no pending charges.
Okay, what is your detainer for?
I have to serve 6 months in the county jail for vandalism.
All right, hang on just a second. Let me update that. That's out of Madison County?
Yes, sir.
I see that you're currently serving the remainder of a 13-year sentence, and that is going to be all for, let's see, one Class B for aggravated robbery, and then 13 Class E's for retaliation for past action, all of those out of Madison County. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm showing this is your initial parole hearing. You've not had any before now, correct?
Correct.
And your most recent strong R assessment was done in June of this year. You were scored as high for violent with pathways of mild substance use, interpersonal skills, and vocational. I'm showing you've been locked up about 83 months since August of 2013. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I'm showing your present custody level is maximum.
Yes, sir.
And you reported juvenile convictions for... Well, these convictions here, you were a juvenile, correct?
Yes, sir. I was 16.
All right. Any other juvenile convictions other than these 14 here?
I have some misdemeanor weed possessions and some trespassing charges, stuff like that, drug paraphernalia. No felonies.
And, of course, no adult felony convictions, no supervision experience. I'm showing the highest grade you completed was 10th at Northside High School and that you got your GED in 2016.
Yes, sir.
Any technical vocational or college degrees completed?
No, sir.
And you have no employment experience, correct?
I worked at Catfish Cabin, a restaurant in Jackson. I worked at Kroger when I was 15, 16.
Okay. And no military experience, I'm assuming?
No, sir.
All right. And what programs have you completed this incarceration?
Pro-social.
Anything else?
No, sir. I was in TCOM when I came to Max, so all that happened.
And you completed pro-social life skills around April of 2015?
Yes, sir.
Currently enrolled in any programs?
Say that again, sir.
Are you currently enrolled in any programs?
No, sir.
Do you owe any restitution?
No, sir. Not that I know of. I don't think so.
All right. Looking at your disciplinary, your write-ups, I'm showing most recently, looks like you've got a couple of pending right now for drugs and a cell phone. Have those been to D-Board yet?
No, those haven't been handled yet.
All right, and then we'll skip on to the ones that have. I'm showing May of this year, a Class A for possession of a deadly weapon, Class A for assault with that weapon, also a Class B for refusing or altering a drug test. March of this year, showing a Class A for security threat group activity, as well as a Class A for refusing to participate. Also have multiple others. Looks like you've had about 27 incidents in total. Seven of them Class A, seven Class Bs. We've had threats, deadly weapons, violation of state law, drugs, and etc. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to say, any statements you want to make about your discipline?
Yes, sir. These past few months, the assault and the deadly weapon, it came after it was self-defense. I was almost beat to death. That's where that came from. But before those recent ones, I went almost 2 years without any disciplinary.
All right. Were there any co-defendants on any of your active sentences?
No, sir.
Tell me about the aggravated robbery. What did you do to get this charge?
I robbed a gas station.
Were you armed?
Yes, sir.
What did you have?
It was a BB gun.
Was anyone injured?
No, sir.
How much money or what did you take?
It was like $40.
Why were you robbing a gas station?
Honestly, I was on Xanax that night. I don't even remember doing anything.
All right. Using any other drugs or alcohol around that time?
No, just Xanax, alcohol, and marijuana.
And then you've got 13 counts of retaliation for past action. Tell me about this.
Yes, sir. After my trial, after I was convicted, I was on the phone with my dad, and I made a comment that I would be out soon, and that I had the jury's information.
So you made threats to go after them?
Yes, sir.
Showing there is confidential opposition statements in your file, as well as letters of opposition from the District Attorney Jody Pickens' office that is strongly opposed to your parole based on the violent aggravated robbery, as well as the threats made to harm the victim and the jurors after the trial. I do see that you've submitted a release plan for your parents, Greg and Andrea Drummond. That'll be in Jackson, Tennessee, and you're requesting a temporary job waiver. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else you'd like to submit or any final statements you'd like to make?
No, sir.
Give me just a few minutes. Let me look over your file, and I will have your recommendation shortly, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Drummond, we've gone over your file today. I do need to make note this is a early release hearing. You're currently not showing eligible for release until August of next year. We've also gone over your custody level as maximum, recent and discipline ongoing throughout this incarceration. I'm going to recommend that you be declined for adverse effect on discipline, also for seriousness of offense. Based on the aggravated robbery with a firearm and those threats to the victims and jurors, and also consider you to be high risk based on your behavior this incarceration, including your custody level and removal from programs. I'm going to recommend that you be placed on a review docket in 3 years for July of 2023. Do you understand my recommendation?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
This hearing is now concluded, 1:19 p.m. Good luck to you, Mr. Drummond.
Thank you.
You're welcome.